Perth and the Pilbara region will soon be connected to Southeast Asia by a new fibre optic network. Fujitsu Australia and Trident have struck a deal to develop the network. Trident installs subsea cable systems. Well, the proposed underwater link will run from Perth via Onslow in the Pilbara, then on to Jakarta, and then finally to Singapore. Now, it's hoped the network will improve telecommunication services in the remote parts of Australia. The Indian rupee has hit a record low against the US dollar despite recent efforts to prop up the currency. Earlier this week, India's central bank put further restrictions on the amount of money that companies as well as individuals can send out of the country. Well, that had little impact and the rupee fell to 62.03 to the dollar. India's economy has seen a sharp decline in recent months, largely because of a slowdown in its manufacturing and services sectors. The Central Bank of Switzerland says the loan it granted to bail out troubled bank UBS 5 years ago has been repaid. Now, the development means UBS can now buy back the once toxic assets taken out of the bank at the height of the financial crisis. These assets, worth over $42 billion at the time of the bailout, have since become profitable. UBS is Switzerland's largest bank and says it plans to buy the assets back.